right, we're going to go ahead and get started. Our first speaker is Jim Hester from our studio.
All right, well, thanks everyone for coming. Hope you enjoy the talk. So what I'm going to be talking about today is a cover. It's a package I wrote that aims to bring test coverage to the R package ecosystem. So just to give you sort of an overview of testing in R currently, there's almost 10,000 packages in the current repository. And the numbers on your right are just percentages of those packages that have any tests in their package. So they have basically a test directory. In Bioconductor, there's quite a few less packages, but the percentage of packages that have tests are a decent amount higher, and our OpenSci has, again, a much smaller number of packages, but they've done a good job of stressing package of testing for their packages, so they actually have a fairly nice, but overall you can see the total amount of testing is, I'd say, fairly low. So this is sort of the same data, not quite the same, but the data over time. So the purple line is the total number of packages, and this is just looking at CRAN packages now. The purple line is total number of packages in CRAN. The blue line is the packages that have any tests, and the green and red lines are basically the data in the blue line stratified by if the package is using the testing infrastructure or some other type of testing, such as RUnit or another testing framework. So this is the same data as the previous plot, just as a percentage of the total number of packages in CRAN. And you can see, basically, in the last 5 years or so, the percentage, the proportion of packages that that contain tests has been steadily rising. And what seems to be driving that is a lot more packages are now using TestThat for their testing framework. So I sort of have three main reasons why I think testing is a useful thing for package authors to do when they're developing their packages. First, testing ensures that your package is correct as it's written, so that it's doing what you want it to do, that the behavior is working as expected. Secondly, that future contributions to the package, either by yourself in the future or by external authors, are correct and don't break your previous behavior. And lastly, for users of your package, having comprehensive tests can give them confidence that the package is well written and robust to various inputs. So it's a good way to inspire confidence and users in your package. So what code coverage is basically very simple. It's basically the proportion of your package code that is actually tested by your test code. And so maybe more importantly, it's also the proportion of your code that is not tested. So that's really code that you want to take a serious look at and see if more testing is warranted. So the cover package is an R package I first started writing in December of 2014. And it enables you to have local testing, it gives you local reports of your package coverage, as well as support for use on continuous integration servers such as Travis CI, which is commonly used for repositories on GitHub. And it allows coverage reports for not only R code, but also C, C++, and Fortran code in your R packages. And it works not only on test code, but also any R code that you have in your examples or vignettes, and you can also get coverage based on those types of code. So I just want to say, even though the package statistics were kind of low, in reality everyone actually does testing of their package code when they're developing the package. Sort of just as an illustration of that, reasons why you don't do my keyboard is totally different. Well, that's great.
Could you do the full screen thing? Oh, you don't have anything.
No, it's not like none of my keyboard is working.
Kind of changing the slides.
Yeah, but so the only thing that works is my the touchpad. But like my keyboard is not. Awesome.
Can you go back?
I don't think.
No, nothing works.
It's ruined. Everything is ruined. Oh, wait.
There you go.
Yes, now it works. Okay. All right, this might have to get cut short because of that little hiccup. But okay, so if I make a new R project, don't save. Let's say it's a new directory, R package. Use R 2016. Okay, so if I'm going to write a new R package, let's say I make a function called add. And all this is going to do is add one to a number, right? So everyone makes a function. Is that big enough?
Yeah.
Okay. So I just everyone does this, right? They run their function on a couple of different inputs, and just by eye, they know what they're expecting. They see what the output is, and so that's really testing. That's all it is. So the only thing you need to do to actually make a test. So I'm going to load the DevTools package here. And we're going to use DevTools use test will then set up, we'll say add. So basically what this does is set up all the testing infrastructure you need for your package. So let's say this is, so now, and then we just write an expectation of what we expect. So we run our function, our add function, we say it's 2. And now we're expecting the answer to be 3. And then we can run our tests. And over here we have one dot here, it's showing that our one expectation succeeded. So now if we go back to our function, we want to add some new functionality. Let's add a new variable, and we'll head say these two add together. Save, and then we can reload. Now we can check our new function, so 1 plus 2 is 3, right? So we'll make a new test for this. Alright, now we'll run our tests, and probably most of you realize that my new function had an error. I broke the previous behavior. The default was 2, so if we go back to our function, the default here is 2 instead of 1. So we had a test failure because our new functionality broke a previous functionality. So if we run our test again, we get 2 successes. Everything worked perfectly. Now if you want to run test coverage on this, it's very simple. You can load the cover package. And the main function you want to use is package coverage. So we can just run that without arguments, and that will run on the package you're currently developing. And we can print this, and the default print is not very exciting, okay? So because we only have one line, basically, we ran that line. There's also a report. So we have, and this will work by file, so we can then see our one line that we ran worked. So maybe a more interesting example, if we again do package coverage, so I have tidyr package written mostly by Hadley. We can run this. It'll take a little longer because that's a more complicated than one line package, but it won't be too long, I don't think. So basically, what that's doing is building the package, instrumenting it with the code needed to track coverage, and then running the tests. So now, if we print that, we get for each the total coverage test coverage of the entire package, as well as for each file name in the package, the amount of coverage for that. And if we now look at report for that, we get a nice HTML report. This takes a little longer to run again because it's a bigger package. We get a nice HTML report with each file, and you can see the exactly which lines have been ran or not. And on the right, yes.
Oh, it's not very big.
Okay, so you can see exactly which lines are run. So some other sort of useful things to know about. There's a group argument to the print method for coverage objects. So by default, it groups by file, but you can also group by the function. So instead of printing for each file, this now tells you exactly which functions don't have full test coverage and where and what percentage of their body doesn't have coverage. So that's another useful thing to look at. And the other nice thing to see, there's a data frame, so you can print out a data frame of the coverage, and that will tell you exactly for every expression in your package exactly where that expression was located and the amount of coverage for it. So that's another nice thing to see. So if you're running, there's also a function to run this coverage when you're using Travis on GitHub, and sort of the output when you do that, once it's run, you get a nice report. This is the CodeCov service, and it gives you a nice report of your coverage. So this function, or this package, has our code, and again, this will look very similar to the previous report we saw. And it also has C code, and that works just as well as the R code. So you get coverage for your C code as well. So then we'll go back, scroll a bunch. Okay, so do people actually use this in practice? So this is a graph of, on the y-axis is our GitHub repositories that are using over time, GitHub repositories that are using this tool for the Travis CI build service. So you can see that when I first released it in late December, basically no one was using it but me, and now over 1,500 packages are using it on Travis worldwide. So it's gotten very good pickup in our community. This is just the same graph stratified by the type of service. So there's two services that cover supports, coveralls, and CodeCov. You can see that initially I only had a coveralls service, and now CodeCov has sort of become the most popular way to use this. So I should mention that the cover development is part of the code coverage working group. These are sort of our main members so far, and Mark Kornick of Oracle is the group leader. So. And it's an open invitation for anyone interested in coverage in R. We're happy to join and suggest features. And for our future work, these are some of the future topics we're interested in. So the most important of which maybe is branch coverage. So that's if you have a conditional verifying that each part of the condition actually has been tested. With that, I'm happy to take any questions. These are sort of useful functions I think people would find useful, so happy to take any questions. Yes?
Can you say a word about how you implement this?
I can, yeah. If I can even show you. So, let's go back to our add function. So basically, this trace calls function is the sort of the workhorse of coverage. So basically, what it does is parse through all of your R code and transform it into having a counting function happen right before each statement. So an accounting function includes the file name and where in that file it occurred. So basically, we can count for each expression that was processed, and then we basically write all these functions, write them to a file, and then we can summarize them at the end. So basically, that's how it works.
That's what I was expecting. But how do you do this? You said you did it for C++.
So for compiled code, it takes advantage of GCov, which is built into GCC and Clang, and it basically instruments your compiled code, and then there's a binary that you can call to process the output, and I just parse it into the same format the cover expects, and then I can print them all as one sort of homogeneous.
So it's combining instrumentation for the.
Yeah, right, exactly. So you're right. So that's part of why you have to install your package, the package, because it cover needs to compile your code without with the instrumentation turned on and without optimization to run the test. Yes.
Is there something like, for instance, ProfViz or Code Coverage Viz that would sort of put something out that's interactive that you can kind of explore where you can do code testing?
I mean, that's sort of what the report is, I guess.
Okay.
What other features would you be interested in exploring interactively other than sort of what it already has?
I'm looking at the report yet, but
okay. But that's the idea of it, is so that when you're developing your package, it's easy to sort of explore exactly which lines are missing.
Does it also cover objects that you build at the start of your package? Like if you load in the package, pretty much.
So
that's something I started talking about and not necessarily track that.
Yeah, so the... So if you're running it on load, probably is too late for cover to do the manipulation because it basically operates on the namespace. So if the functions that you're trying to get covered happen after the cover or the namespace is where the package is attached, then it probably will miss those. Yes.
So you mentioned C and C++ code.
Yes.
How does it work?
So that's I think what they were asking previously. It basically uses something built into the GCC and Clang compilers support for coverage for C code, so it basically takes advantage of that.
All right, let's thank Jeff.
Thanks, everyone.